Our graduates have been heading out into the countryside to put their analytical skills into practice. The School of Biological Sciences has teamed up with Southampton City Council and Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust to offer students project opportunities over the summer. And everyone involved got together to compare notes at a celebration event. Louise Fairless went looking for snakes at Testwood Lakes in Totton in a project to check on their numbers.
It was rewarding learning about a new interesting species and also being able to go out there with the intention of actually helping the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Trust to actually conserve that species. Unfortunately, the number of grass snakes wasn't what we were expecting, but we did find grass snakes using that site, which is interesting, and one site was more abundant than the other. Which suggests that that's where the conservation efforts should be focused.
Rob Stiles and Kate Harrington were on bumblebee duty every day at the Poundwood Estate in Micheldever for the Trust. Kate found taking part in the survey was very worthwhile.
It was really good, actually. It was really interesting. Got me out in the sun as well. We found out some quite interesting results and got some results to how our project can be improved for the future. So really important for crop pollination. I mean, without them, many crops would have very low yields or no yields at all, such as soft fruit crops and runner beans and broad beans and such. So it's really important that we conserve them, not only to increase the biodiversity, but to also keep our agriculture running very well.
Debbie King from the Trust was delighted with the results.
I'm so impressed. Really, really good high standards of work. Real commitment that they showed. Days getting up early, travelling distances, a lot of hard work. And they all researched the work thoroughly beforehand, and the reports that they've written are excellent, and I'll be able to disseminate them to colleagues and partners to tell us exactly what we need to know, so I'm really pleased.
Projects undertaken on the Common for Southampton City Council included surveys of bats by Tamsin Roberts, Emily McVean and Becky Brown, and great-crested newts by Mark Rose. Mark says working on the project was very rewarding.
The experience for my CV was invaluable. The networking within the ecological community in itself not only was very good for my CV, but led me to meet people, and I was able to get paid work experience, which, you know, it's like a rolling ball for stuff to put on your CV. Just kept on picking things up. And obviously when you're a student, being paid for stuff doesn't hurt either. Things are looking good for when I graduate. I shouldn't have too much trouble, fingers crossed, getting a proper salaried job.
Lindsay McCulloch is the planning ecologist for Southampton City Council.
Very pleased. The students have done an excellent job. I've been impressed with the quality of the work that they've done, the thinking that they've put into it. They haven't simply gone at the project and just collected some data and left it at that. They've thought around the issues and they've come up with recommendations that are of relevance to myself and my colleagues as ecologists.
Head of the School of Biological Sciences, Professor Guy Poppy, says it's an excellent scheme.
Well, I'm very impressed with the quality of the work, and what is clearly coming through is their scientific training and the knowledge they gained at the University of Southampton is now coming to the fore, in that they're working now with practical ecologists and using that knowledge to help answer key questions. Southampton Common is a very important special site of scientific interest and renowned for its great crested newt population, and as we heard today, there's a possibility that we need to manage the site much more effectively so it stays so important for the UK.
The Wildlife Trust and the City Council are part of the Hampshire Biodiversity Partnership, which will offer more challenging projects to students in future years.